make it?
Hey, we made it. We made it. The computer survived. Oh, man. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Best of Five Show. My name is Elon. As you can see, there's nobody here between Steve, Ace, King, Officer Jerick, and myself. So it's just the two of us.
For now, at
just
least.
The two of us. Just the two of us.
You and I.
You and I.
And
you and I.
I do have some other friends, though.
Something. Rick James wrote it. Who are your other friends?
I forgot to grab them. Give me, 15 seconds. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, one is the loneliest number that you ever did see. Chat, welcome. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. Fanatical Milk, we were just talking about you. 5 months. Big thanks. Steve, clap for this man. I don't think he can hear me. Steve, clap for this man. And clap for Trevzor as well. Dang, thanks, fellas.
Thank you.
5 months and 21 months, respectively. Much happy. much happy. I'm very glad you guys are here.
Such wow. Much happy. We're busting out the old memes.
Yeah.
John is actually...
cats. Yeah. No, he's chasing cats.
He is allegedly working a late shift tonight.
Chasing cats.
On Event Hubs. Chasing cats.
John is now chasing cats. Mike is also chasing cats. Also, thank you, OG Geek. Oh, is this our first ever hype train? Or as other people...
No, we've had a couple of hype trains before.
Have we? Also, thank you, OG Geek, for the 7 months in a row.
Thank you.
I've never noticed... How are we at level 3 already? I'm so confused. I don't know. There's a bunch of people that call this the scam train on Twitch because a bunch of streamers don't like it. I don't know.
I don't know. The hype train shows up and it just goes where it wants to go. I am not the conductor.
Yep. Nobody is. Sorry, I just saw Sharpie digging on Event Hubs. Event Scrubs. I'm very happy you guys are here to hang out with us today. We actually do have a lot of stuff to talk about. We have a lot of stuff planned. There's the return of a couple of very popular segments that I'm sure, one, everybody will be happy about. The second one, not so much.
I think they'll be happy about both.
Maybe. We'll see. But tonight on the show, we're going to talk about Combo Breaker. The Combo Breaker retrospective was fucking amazing. I first was a little bit like, I don't want to rewatch Combo, but after I watched some of those matches, I was like, yeah, okay, this is fucking dope. I'm here for it. It's pretty dope. We're going to talk about all these crazy announcements that we had. We got announcements on announcements. Capcom just wants to wait until our show is over to do shit. Fine. Fuck off, Capcom. I'm kidding, Capcom. But seriously, start announcing shit on Tuesday morning. Stop it. There's a bunch of other stuff on the dock that my phone currently is not on. But for now, let's dive in. First, let's get all the sad shit out of the way.
Could we do one bit of housekeeping before we do?
Yes.
Okay. As you can see behind me, my place is a little bit of a mess.
Oh, that's right.
Because I am moving.
In this economy?
I am pretty much in this economy, in all the economies. But I'm basically taking apart my computer tonight, and I'm not going to be able to set it up until next Tuesday, probably, once we're all settled in. So, with that said, this is mostly to our audio listeners. The audio version of this week's episode won't really have any sort of repair work or sweetening or balancing done. Is pretty much going to be a straight rip of our Twitch archive.
God help us.
So if that ends up being a problem, I do apologize in advance. Next week's show hopefully will be back. There hopefully won't be any delays in next week's release. Mm-hmm. And also, do you have your Google up?
My Google? What Google?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you ask him to do the thing?
What thing? Did we plan this out? I don't remember this. What are we planning?
Oh, no, I didn't ask. Ask Google to play best of five or hey, best Google, of V.
Play best of V.
But we are on Google Podcast now. That was supposed to be the slick way to unveil it, but
you didn't let me
Steve
know.
Screwed up.
Dude, that's basically being like, it's basically like that Archer joke where like they do, Archer does something and then people go, how did you know I was going to do that? And he said, oh, well, I said the signal, but he doesn't get the signal. Anyway, I'm explaining a fucking Archer joke and it's terrible. So I'm just going to stop right there. I also exited out of doc. So I don't know what we're talking about today. There we go. All right. Cool. So first of all, Steve, best of luck on the move. Congratulations on moving to Minnesota proper, or I'm sorry, Minneapolis proper. You're already in Minnesota.
Last time I checked, I was. Jeez.
Who knows?
Look, I don't know if anything got annexed today or.
Look, I have not stepped outside.
Actually, you know what? We're not talking about Minnesota today.
Oh shit! I got a level 2 hype train emote. Thanks, chat. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I have not stepped foot outside of my apartment for, like, 3 weeks at this point. So I don't even know where I am anymore. Choo-choo for everybody. Congratulations. But let's get into this shit, right? Got little time and lots to do. First, let's talk about all these cancellations, shall we? A lot of stuff got canceled this week. Sad times. But them be the times we be living in. Do you wanna go over what all the stuff that got canceled?
Sure. Earlier this week, Kumite Gaming, that's run by Panda, announced that they were canceling Kumite in Texas 2020, which really isn't as much of a surprise at this point. But they also announced the cancellation of Kumite in Tennessee 2021, which was set to take place early next year. So a lot of people are obviously disappointed on missing out an event that has become a very big deal, especially in the Midwest, especially in the NRS scene, because they tend to do really well by that community. But also hearing about events being canceled into next year, which sucks.
It's hard, man.
It's really rough. But the thing I keep saying is, you know, mass gatherings of people are going to be the last things to come back, the last things to look like normal once we get back to anything approaching normal.
Unless you live in Texas where leadership sucks.
Even then, that's up for... We're not talking about Texas today. We're not talking about Texas. We're not talking about Minnesota.
Okay.
we're just running out of states to talk about today. Also this week, Shinobi, the person who runs Climax of Night, announced that that event will not be taking place this fall in Atlanta. So an event that has quickly become one of the bigger anime-focused events, especially for Uni, the French bread major. It is unfortunate to see that go by the wayside this year. Hopefully we'll be able to see all of those events back better and stronger than ever in the future.
Yeah, it's... It always hurts, right? Like, I almost feel like numb to cancellations of shit at this point, right? Because it's like the I joke around that my reaction to these are like, that sucks, but it makes sense. But you know, it hurts, man. Like, especially because like, what we enjoy. Like this is essentially our community, like not being able to do the one specific thing that our community is based off of, right?
Yeah.
So it hurts. It hurts to see all these events getting canceled. It hurts. on a selfish note, it hurts that I don't get to see these events. It hurts, I'm like, for the TOs and for the organizers, for the people that, you know, travel to go stream, run pools, do everything. Like, this is a, you know, it's a pretty big impact. And it hurts, man. And it hasn't stopped hurting since it started happening.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing I pointed out was that, you know, obviously the last year, and it looked like this year, they've kind of gone with a branding that's along the lines of Adult Swim. And I was able to do an Adult Swim theme schedule for them, which, you know, it's not a big thing in the grand scheme of things, but yeah, whatever. If I can do something to help an event, you know, like, oh, that's a cool thing, let me check that out. I love doing that, and not having that opportunity this year sucks. And obviously there are other people more impacted by the loss of Climax of Night than how I was impacted, but it still really stinks.
Yeah,
all the way down.
Yeah, it's rough, man. And and there's no end in sight. Who knows when shit's gonna be normal again? I guess them's be the breaks when you're living through a pandemic. Them's the breaks, kid. All right. Are we done being sad, or do we need to be sad about more stuff? I mean, we can always be sad about more stuff, but.
Yeah, I think I'm done being sad about things that we're going to talk about.
Okay,
on
cool.
Show.
All right, let's get to all this other exciting shit. First, we were all waiting for this to happen. Fuck. Oh, I guess that's just probably... We were all waiting for this to happen. We were just searching out for something that I forgot to set up. There we go, got it. We've been waiting for this announcement for ages, right? We've been waiting. It's been looming in the back of our brains for the past decade, and we never got it.
But it was tough to go on without it.
Yeah, but they finally announced it. It's finally coming, guys. PlayStation leaves.
Hooray. So this
I probably shouldn't be playing this song. I don't want us to get muted.
That happened once with a song that I thought would have fallen under. Obviously, the song was under. It was actually the Climax of Night trailer that hit, because they did the New World Symphony, which itself is public domain, but recordings of it, may not be. But anyway, talking about this. This is the PlayStation 4 Tournament's Open Series. This is going to be 7 different games that they're holding competitions for. There will be weekly qualifiers for each game leading up to a final at the end of the month. Players get prizes for, you see the schedule here, 3 fighting games are in the mix, Mortal Kombat 11, qualifiers start on June 1st and take place every Monday, the first 4 Mondays in June. BB Tag will be on Wednesdays starting June 3rd. Soul Calibur 6 will be on Thursdays starting June 4th. Each of those games will have a prize of $100 for the winner of each qualifier, and then a $1,000 prize pool for the finals. On top of that, there are additional skins and avatars that players can get for simply participating, as well as going further and further in each bracket. Besides those 3 games, you also have Warface, FIFA 20, NBA 2K20, and Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which are part of the series.
Dope. So, yeah. So. PlayStation 5. See, here's the thing. They've had this tournament feature on the PlayStation for a while. I don't know if anybody's noticed it, though. That's the weird part. Is they have, like, a specific tournament feature for PlayStation, but it's so underutilized, and it's so obscure that, like, I think, like, the only game I think I've ever seen it used for is Rocket League. And maybe Mortal Kombat. I think Mortal Kombat 11 was also, or maybe Mortal Kombat 10 was a part of it. I don't know.
ESL has run cups online in the PS4 network through the PS4 system as well. So this isn't something new, but the fact that PlayStation sort of putting their, and it's not huge amounts of money compared to what you see in other esports, but they're putting some money, they're putting some attention on it. They're also going to stream select games, including MK11, they'll have on their channel for those who compete from the U.S. or North America or Europe specifically.
Cool. Yeah, no, it's, hey, man, more publicity, or not publicity, but like more eyes on the FGC, more good things, especially seeing PlayStation take the initiative to do it is great, I think. Now, how this will work, how it's going to be received, how it will be executed, who knows?
It's not necessarily going to be the big thing, but it could just be a, you know, it doesn't have to be the big thing. It can just be a thing. Yeah. And it's fine if it's just a thing.
For sure.
It's...
Yeah, something else got announced. And again, this is something that we've been waiting for, and it got announced just recently. Came through in the way of a tweet, and then a video was released for it, and it's a new battle pass for Battle for the Grid.
Yes, this was actually announced during the retrospective for Combo Breaker. This was going to be, one would assume, announced at the event itself. But RJ from Jungle Fury, Lauren from Super Samurai, and a third character, I forget which character is supposed to be. It's supposed to be one from the original series, allegedly. Let me see if I can figure it out. But yeah, an unannounced character. But everyone, Scorpinia. Everyone believes it's going to be Scorpinia.
Oh, because of the thing?
So, or Scorpina. I haven't watched the show in like 25 years. Yeah, please forgive me if I get anything wrong.
Yeah, I don't even have it. I used to love it as a kid, but I have not watched it since... Oh, I don't even know. But yeah, so Battle for the Grid, getting some good shit. So everybody's happy for that. Battle for the Grid. Also running on good netcode.
Yeah.
I've never played it, but that's what people say.
Not part of the official... We'll see it at EVO. I can talk, I swear.
Yeah, is it in Animevo? Well, actually, did Animevo announce anything?
They're still trying to figure things out. Obviously, the scope of what they're doing is going to be different.
Yeah.
But so they're just kind of figuring things out.
Word. All right. Next.
That wasn't the only thing announced at Combo Breaker.
Yes.
Or during the Combo Breaker retrospective. Lab Zero, Mike Z. Continues to update the game that does not die. Skullgirls got an update that was launched in parallel with Combo Breaker. It included a bunch of new colors for several characters, included some other new content based on Skullgirls Mobile, and it also includes an update to the training stage. Sonic Fox, their fursona is now part of the background in the training stage.
Yep. So you can train with the best of them on training stage.
And they will look at you and they will laugh at you and or give you a thumbs up or something. Most people were like, oh, that's cool. And then you got that little segment that's like, oh, that's not so cool.
People were pissed. Well, fuck them. That's all.
Someone actually went to the length of creating a mod to remove remove Sonic Fox from the game.
That's the only way they'll win is if they mod him out. So I reinstalled Skullgirls. I did a little bit of the tutorial, and part of me was super excited to get back into learning it. But after I started going into training mode and like I saw the scope of the shit I was going to have to learn, I stepped away. I really want to get back into that game, but man, it's tough to start from Rust.
You don't have to, it's like getting back on a bike. You know, you just get on and you ride. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to run the Tour de France right away.
But I want
to. Just like, I know you want to. That can be a goal. But ride down to the store.
But I want
to. Ride down to the next store. Buy those avocados you've had your eye on. Bring them back. Make some nice guacamole. You don't have to do everything all at once.
Yeah, maybe. But I can't run to the store because I actually, believe it or not, I may have a broken foot somehow. More on that later.
What?
Yep.
You might have a broken foot.
Yep.
And you're just going to leave it at that.
Yep. I'm probably going to go get it checked out next week if it doesn't get any better.
Probably.
Yep.
Like, I don't understand how, if I think I have a broken foot, my first thought is, holy shit, I have a broken foot. Let me get this to a doctor so I can have a not broken foot.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if it's broken. That's the thing. If I was sure it's broken, I would have gone already.
They could check.
Yeah, well,
they'd be like, hey, doc, I think my foot is broken. Could you take a look? And they'll be like, sure, let's take a look. Okay, it's broken. Or okay, it's not broken. And then go from there.
And then you get a $500 bill.
Dude, $500 is, you can make more money. You can't make another foot.
I like Zero the Hero saying to just boot up MKX and just do an x-ray on it. But anyway. Moral of the story is I can't run to the store. Other moral of the story is I'm going to go get it checked out eventually.
I hope eventually it comes soon because I'm feeling for you, man.
We'll see what happens. all right. So we talked about... Skullgirls got the new thing. Another announcement. Capcom, being the haters of the best of five that they are, chose to announce something tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific.
Specifically to piss us off.
Now, here's the thing, though. Steve, I don't think you're on board with this, but I'm going to share this little itty-bitty connection that I've made in my brain. Servers are going down in like an hour. Street Fighter V servers are going down in like an hour. Part of me thinks that they're putting in whatever, and they're going to like make it available tomorrow. Now, what could that thing be? What everyone's hoping for is improved netcode. Is it going to happen? Who knows? What I think it will be is they're finally going to release that tournament mode that they've been beta testing for the past couple of months. I think they're finally going to make it public so that they can get on with the Capcom Pro Tour Online.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I wouldn't necessarily think that it's going to, whatever they're not going to announce is going to come out tomorrow.
Probably.
I feel like when they've gone that route, it's mostly been when they've had some sort of captive audience to take advantage of that moment. Like, okay, like the G trailer. Sagat. Oh, they're coming out tomorrow. What?
Sort of thing. Or this was something that they were going to announce at Combo Breaker.
It's very possible. I just don't think that it's going to be a announcement, and then, oh, here's the thing we just announced.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's I think it's going to be something down the road. My guess would be a rebalance, you know, possibly, because a lot of times they're thinking about doing that at the midway point of the CPT season. There's not going to be sort of a midway point of the CPT season as we've known it. I just don't think it's going to be, you know, new characters, new... I don't think it's going to be a whole lot of new stuff. I think we're pretty much at the end of significant additions to Street Fighter V. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a game that came out in 2016. It's still going to get some support. It's still going to get, you know, new costumes. We might see a new Chundle eventually.
Maybe it's a new Chundle, yeah.
Maybe it's a new Chundle. I would not... We could always use more Chundles. But I just don't think it's going to be anything that is going to change the face of the game. You know, tournament mode is probably the most I would expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it might be that tournament mode. And honestly, there's a bugging sensation in the back of my head that makes me think that it's going to also be netcode related, just because, and here's why. If they're working on a new game, this would be the time to test out that new netcode for that new game.
Yeah, I think if there is any sort of patch for that, it wouldn't be as much about improving Street Fighter V as it is, hey, you know, Street Fighter VI or whatever the next fighting game project from Capcom is going to be. Hey, the netcode's going to be okay, guys. Trust us. See, you can play with it now a little bit. It's going to be fine, guys. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. All right. That's all I have on that. Did you have anything else on that?
Not so much. I was thinking about making it question of the day, but requiring wrong answers only.
Gotcha. Okay.
So let's do that in the chat.
Wrong chat. Answers only.
Wrong answers only. What are we going to see on tomorrow's announcement?
Winner gets a clap. Street Fighter V. Winner gets a clap from Steve and I. New critical race.
Sharp says only zoners will be able to play due to COVID.
Yeah.
Street Fighter V for the 3DS.
Necro's going live this week. All right. I'm down.
There we go.
I also like the two Marvel answers back to back. Shit. All right, cool. Big claps. Big claps for the chat for the answers. Thank you. MVC collection? Yes.
Street Fighter V for the stadium. I said wrong answers only.
That would be
Sonic Fox in the background of the grid. I would love to see that happen with absolutely no explanation. Just like so the patch fun. Drops, Sonic Fox is there. They don't even acknowledge it in the patch notes. No one says anything about it. They're just there.
That would be so funny.
For no good reason.
All right. Now we've gotten to the one that I've been waiting for. There was one more announcement that was made today. And it was by Arc System Works. And Arc System Works shared... Here, Steve, we're gonna both buckle down, because here we go. We're going sleuthing. It's back.
Oh, boy.
All right. Arc System Works announced today that they have an exclusive character reveal trailer that's showing on June 9th at the IGN Expo. And then they put a picture of May. But there's something a little off about this photo of May, right?
I don't know if anything's off. She's looking cute like she normally does, so...
Yeah, but...
Seems okay to me.
Look at this. Why does she look pregnant?
It's just a puffy jacket.
You could say that that's the air under her jacket, but here's the thing, Steve. Arc System Works knows what they're doing. All right? Let's get
into this. If you're going down the road that I think you're going down, I'm liable to walk off the show.
I don't think you know the road I'm about to go down. But all right, here we go. June 9th is when they're saying this this reveal is at. But they've given us a lot of clues to who they're announcing on June 9th. Now, here's May, first of all. Something to keep a note. May. June? Nah, that's a misdirection. They want you to think May. Now, May looks kind of pregnant. What happened in May that has to do with mothers?
Mother's Day?
Mother's Day was created and declared to be created on May 9th, 1914. This is an official U.S. document signed by the President of the United States, which was... I should have read this before. I forgot what the president was. But anyway, this is correct. And you can see by the stamp up here, this went into effect on May 9th, 1914.
I don't know if it's just the segment or the lighting or what, but you're looking really like Nicolas Cage right now.
We must go deeper. What else has to do with mothers, though, right? Like, this is on May 9th, 1914, so this is about almost, it's a little over 100 years ago now. But this is all has to do with mothers, right? Because May looks pregnant. What else can you be a mother of, if not children?
Dragons?
You could be in the Mothers of Invention. The Mothers of Invention were an American rock band from California formed in 1964. All right. Now, this jump from Mother's Day to Mothers of Invention is kind of weird, right? But keep in mind, May 9th. May 9th. On May 9th, they announced, the Zappa Trust announced that the Mother's 1970 box set is coming. On May 9th, Frank Zappa's 1970 lineup with the Mothers are going to be released in a new box set. So, with all of these clues in our hands, we can only assume that the character they're announcing on the June 9th trailer is going to be Zappa. Tell me I'm wrong. You won't.
You're wrong.
You're wrong. We'll see June 9th.
I'm guessing it's going to be the guy from the trailer that we've learned nothing about with the visor.
You're wrong. It's going to be Zappa.
Okay.
The Mothers of Invention 1970s box set.
Or it could be a guest character.
Yeah.
Now go back. Now go back to that very first picture if you could.
Which one?
The May.
The May. All right, hold on. All right, fine. Here you are.
So you have the announcement here, May, and then it's pointing to June 9th over here.
Where's
so
over here?
So on the right-hand screen, right-hand side, you've got me going on this. God damn it. All right. So on the right-hand side of the screen, you have the character announcement is going to go there eventually.
Okay.
You have May in the middle. And you have pointing to June 9th, the arrow pointing to June 9th, and the arrow is pointing to the left.
Are you talking about this arrow right here?
The red arrow, the big red arrow that says look.
Yeah.
Yes. So, if we follow the arrow and the path, it's blank, the character's blank, May, June. Blank, May, June. The character I'm thinking of that fits that name is April, May, June. Bud Bundy's made-up girlfriend from Married with Children. Therefore, Bud Bundy is the next character in Guilty Gear.
I did not follow any of that.
You know what? You just got to trust me on this.
Well,
it's either going to be
Pfizer
or Bud Bundy.
The arrow that says look just says exclusive character reveal trailer. And if you really go farther back, It says Summer of Gaming 2020. That's all I got. And then it says schedule.
So you heard it here first.
I had to actually turn my head to read it.
So you've heard it here first. It's either going to be Zappa, the character from the trailer, or Bud Bundy from Married with Children. It's guaranteed to be one of those three.
It's going to be Zappa. Remember, I was right about Chip. You know what's sad? Being completely real, I think it's kind of sad that I've been more right than I've been wrong with these.
All right, if it ends up being Zappa, I am going to...
If it ends up being Zappa, I'm going to buy myself a big sushi dinner on the best of five dime.
I don't think we'd have a choice in the matter. It'd just be automatic. Like that's the instant win button. You predict this, you predict Chip, that's instant win.
For sure. And, oh, damn.
Blue.
June 9th is a Tuesday. I did not know that. So
and Blue in chat has said that they will gift 10 subs if it is Zappa.
Look, I was more right about the Tekken Season 3 release than the people making Tekken were. Because they fucked up the website. But I was right about the fuck up on the website.
Man, this is...
Beware.
I will officially be afraid if this actually goes that way.
Beware. All right. Look, I'm taking a photo of this because I don't want y'all to conveniently forget after I get this shit right. So, Blue, OG Geek, and take Zero the Hero, sorry. Zero the Hero. Bam. You are now on my phone. To remind me, on June 9th, that you all will be owing us a bunch of subs. Because I'm right. Suck it.
If that's that's a future I'm not sure I want to consider.
Why not?
Because that would mean that you have powers beyond human comprehension.
Have I not shown those off already?
You've shown bits of that power. You've peeled back the curtain a little bit. But your sleuthing skills, should they reach this level, will be unparalleled.
Well, buy some new underwear, Steve, because on June 9th, you're going to see some shit. Like 15... No, 20 subs. 20 gifted subs from the people in our chat.
You know, I'm just going to buy new underwear anyway, because you can never have too much underwear.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I guess you can because it just becomes a burden to wash them all. You just have to throw a couple away. Either way, cool. Those are all the cool announcements. I want to talk about. I'm just gonna like straight go to it. I just want to talk about the Combo Breaker retrospective. We mentioned it a little bit earlier. Purple Sharpie, thank you for the 3 months.
Thank you, Sharpie.
Much appreciated. Super happy you're here with us. Play Skullgirls, right? That's the mantra.
Yes.
But Combo Breaker retrospective. Again, starting out, I wasn't like too into it. But the more I started watching some of the matches, and the more like I saw like all the crazy shit that actually went down, like I actually got really into it, and I watched it all weekend. I think, oddly enough, the first one I caught, the first retrospective I caught was the wheels in Grand Finals at Combo Breaker for KI. And I was there. I was sitting in the audience. So I was like, oh, shit. I saw it happening all over again. And I was like, oh, it brought back like it brought a tear to my eye because it's for sure like, you know, it's a really good memory. And like getting to watch it again was a good time. And then we had some of my favorites were the wheels and oh, I can't remember. It was the dude from
Valorax.
Thank you. Wheel and Valorax, where wheels like somehow made like the most miraculous comeback in the history of the human Earth. Not the animal Earth, the human Earth. Rixta Knee, still to this day. It's like the most amazing set of Tekken I have ever seen in my life. Ah, Rixta Knee.
There was so... And the thing was, we had... That was the same... That was before Knee versus Anakin, which won our bestie for match of the year.
Yep.
So you had two legit candidates in that same tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Which was just absolutely ridiculous. I at least had it on in the background for most of the weekend. I did have a couple errands I needed to run, and obviously packing and stuff. So I haven't done. I wasn't able to watch everything, but you know, it was just good because it was such a wide variety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously it's not the only. Retrospective stuff that is going on right now. Tekken's doing the Tekken World Tour throwback.
Yep.
Where they're showing old tournaments, old top eights. Capcom Fighters is doing the same thing with their old CPT events. Mm-hmm. But just being able to go back from the variety of all of the events and, you know, going from a Mortal Kombat match to a Skullgirls match.
To a Marvel 2 match. Yeah, that's right.
That was the most fun hour and a half I ever.
Man, they also showed CBS 2, right?
Yeah, that was the one I was going to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, CBS 2, because they showed Boss versus Justin. That shit was awesome.
But yeah, like matches like Seth versus Rabble Flaggers. Mm-hmm. A set from Combo Breaker, which you wouldn't necessarily, not a lot of people would necessarily go out and watch. But in this environment, they had an opportunity to check that set out, and that was amazing. Valorax versus Wheels, like you said. Sonic Fox versus Dizzy from the very first Mortal Kombat.
Right.
That was a ridiculous set. There are just so many great moments. And, like, were you able to watch the... video they did for the Sarvets auction?
No.
Okay. It was Phil Nolan he released this a while ago, but they aired it during the show. It was sort of a documentary of that video, of that Sarvets All-Stars, that Mugen team tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the NFL countdown music in the background. It is, let me see if I can find the link and put it in the chat.
If you send me an email, I can put it on the stream. Actually, you know what? It's got NFL music. Never mind. Put it in the chat.
Yeah. So, oh, bam, got it. I will put it in the chat right now. That video was so ridiculously good. It was,
I'm putting it on my watch later.
Please do. It is perfection.
I also love how I just opened it. First frame of it I see is Fat Albert versus Date. All right.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It is literally perfect.
Yeah, but man, that was... Like I said, I was super skeptical about having that retrospective be a thing, but like, man, after watching just a couple of matches, I completely turned around, man. It was so much fun to just hang out and watch all the crazy Combo Breaker stuff that went on in past years.
And to do it at the level that they did, when they had interviews from all over the place, they had pre-done videos, they had... matches on deck all weekend. They had somebody able to put together, you know, 3 8-9 hour movies, yeah. Essentially. That takes a hell of a lot of work. I would love to see more events do that, because I think something for like Final Round, something for CEO, even if Evo did, especially if Evo did something like that,
mm-hmm.
that would be an amazing thing to do. But it's just such a level of work that has to go into it to be done well.
Yeah.
That it's pretty much cost ineffective to do it. It makes absolutely no sense to do it, which makes it perfect for Rick to do, because that's sort of his calling card.
Yep. Comet Breaker. I'm sad I didn't go this year. Speaking of which, hotel still haven't given me my refund.
Well, nobody. Yeah.
Still hasn't given my refund, that hotel. I have a feeling the Hilton's going to fuck me, even though they said they weren't. But okay. Comet Breaker retrospective was great. Very good. It was a good, like, heartwarming weekend, right? Because, like, we were all kind of feeling down about not going. Like, it's been on the back of my mind, like, since, like, 2 weeks ago when my alarm started ringing, like, telling me to start getting ready for travel. But that was a good, like, feel-good weekend to just chill and, like, watch all those great memories. Turbo Sean was also saying, like, even, like, stuff that wasn't matches. Like, they had the Super Turbo proposal that happened and, like, all this other shit.
The double,
yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah. All right. Now, I believe we have gotten to the point where we need to start our next segment. And this is a segment that people have been long awaiting for the return of. And we get to do it in a way that's going to be very interesting. Unless we're missing anything. Did I miss anything before we go on? No, right? Yeah, we got everything. All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have the graphic lined up, so that's on me. But we're gonna introduce the return of Block Grab. Block Grab. All right, so I have here the new Mortal Kombat Aftermath stuff. And we're gonna pick a couple characters to rate their friendships. All right. So I unfortunately can no longer see the chat because I have my PlayStation on.
But, is it easy to do the friendships in training mode or whatever?
So here's the thing. You can't do the friendships in training mode and you can't do them in fatality training. So I put the computer on the easiest mode possible and I have it set to one round. So I'm going to have to beat up that character for a round. But we have to pick who we want to see. So, first, let's do it between the three of us. Who do we want to see first? Who's first?
Collector.
Collector? Steve, do you agree?
For sure, Collector. He's my favorite fighting game character in probably the last 10 years.
All right, let's do Collector.
I fucking love this character.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A couple of people are saying that you can actually do them in fatality training.
Whoops, I hit it. Nope. Well, I tried earlier and it didn't work. So, what are you saying? I'm bad at video games? Because you'd be right.
I'm not saying anything.
Probably could have just looked up YouTube videos. But
yeah, but, you know, it's less fun.
Pulse pounding. All
right, anyway. Talk about stuff here, because I'm going to get... Oh, shit.
You know, Collector, I think he's probably okay now. He was maybe the worst character in the game when I was still playing this game. He's kind of fun, though. He's got a really long low poke. And that's kind of his thing. Also, he has a command grab and a fireball. That if it trades with another fireball, he gets a full combo.
So oh, I accidentally.
Wow, you brutality. Incredible. All
right, I guess I'm not using down twos anymore. All right, hold on. Keep it. All right. We're going to pretend this didn't happen.
I'm trying to remember how you do the down two fatality. It's like you have to down two them like three times or something, or you have to not block. It's
I don't know. I didn't even know.
I think if you even press the block button once, you can't do the down two fatality.
Okay, well, I'm going to press the block button then. All right. Oh, shit. You blocked me. Oh, no. This has gone wrong.
Oh, no.
But I just love his character's brutalities. I think all of them but the down two, he pulls out a giant list. He's pretty much like the Repo Man.
I wish I knew how to play this game a little better, but you know what? Hold on. All right. Oh, everybody chill. It's fine.
Chilling. I'm chilling.
All right. Okay. Now let me go look it up what it is. Okay.
Forward, back.
Uh-oh.
Is there a requirement? All right, we got a little jig. Not that impressed so far. Is that it?
Yep.
Like it's no. I'm not feeling that.
No, that was lame. They have this character, like, he could have pulled out, like, a gift from his fucking bag. He could have done, like, maybe he could have pulled out, like, the dead head of their friend. I don't know, something. That sucked. There's a lot of creative shit they could have done with the collector, who has a bag that fits literally anything. They could have had him pull anything out of the bag, and it was a fucking pipe. I don't know, that sucked.
All right, so safe to say you're blocking?
That is a hard block.
All right, I'm a grab. I thought that was dope. All right, Steve, your pick.
Let's go RoboCop.
All right, RoboCop.
That's a good one.
Sub-Zero. All right, pardon me while I beat up on this dummy Sub-Zero. But what has... I know this game came out literally, like, this morning. Or this character, rather, I meant. Do we know what the reception of this character has been like? Because I haven't been checking.
Let's look on Twitter. Filter by latest.
I have not seen anything either way. Yeah. Let's keep it. Oh man.
I figured out a combo.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Found the win button.
Damn it.
It's not the win button anyway. Okay, now it's the win button again. Boom. Don't screw it up. Don't screw it up.
All right. Let's look it up. back, down, forward, down, circle. Okay. All right.
80s effect, okay.
Okay.
And the chain. RoboCop is doing the robot. Your argument is invalid. Grab it.
I liked it okay, but it didn't feel very RoboCop exclusive. For a character that they could have, that they like designed with these. I agree, that's a low-hanging fruit. I'm blocking. I'm sorry.
You don't think the robot doing a robot is exclusive to the robot in the game?
There's a lot of robots in this fucking game. Like, Scorpion and Sub-Zero Robo? Are robots now.
None of them are called Robo. None of them.
I'm sorry, I'm blocking.
All right. You know what? I'm on the fence. I don't know. I'll grab. Fine, it's RoboCop. Okay. All right, get one, Steve. First person in the chat to yell at a character. We're doing it.
Let's go with. All right, next character. Next character, Terminator.
Terminator. Okay. I think I already saw this.
I was hoping for like an "I'd buy that for a dollar" reference or something. Just any quote from RoboCop would have got. But instead, we got that.
Yeah, I do wish it was a movie reference. I agree with you. And like, if it was a reference from one of the movies, like they were did with his fatalities and shit, where he shoots the guy through the wiener. All right. Let's see Terminator here, also known as Jason.
Do you press X to Jason?
Yes.
That is the only way I could work in a press X to Jason reference on this show, so... I'm not proud of that one.
Oh, here we go. Found it. Thank God this computer is dumb. Oh shit, he's learning. Oh no. All right, we're okay.
He stopped learning.
All right. Let's see here. Okay, this one's cool.
Wins. I thought he was going to bring you for the bike ride.
I think that would be more friendship. Although I am very impressed with the range of poses that he's pulling out.
Yes.
So.
It's kind of grab worthy for just this windscreen alone. I'm kind of loving this.
If it was just two or three, it would be a block. But the longer this goes, the longer this is, the more and more this is a grab.
I can't wait for somebody to do this at a tournament and we get to see this while they're changing out players.
All right.
You know,
Sharp,
I think I'm
saying noobs is the best one. Noobs? So I want to see that one.
All right. I'm seeing a theme here that I don't know if I like. I was hoping that the friendships would be the character doing something to the loser.
Noob Cybot.
But right now it seems like they just do something wacky. Am I alone to feel that way?
That's how I would have done it. But I can see it, yeah. So I'm kind of with you on that.
All right. Let's see if I can find the... Found the win button.
It was that way in the earlier games. OG game. Like, the first one or two that had friendships, you could give your opponent a balloon or something. Alright.
Alright, okay.
I'm actually impressed by your ability to do fatalities. I mess it up every time. Alright, this one's good, yeah. I think I saw this a while ago, actually, but this one's pretty fun.
Damn, yeah, this is actually pretty sick.
Again.
Yeah, I got a grab on that one.
Yeah, I agree. Especially like the floor hop with the hands.
Yeah, I can mess with this. I can mess with right this. Here. I will grab.
Can we see Baraka?
All right, let's do Baraka.
My main.
All right, after
I pick Baraka in every game Baraka's in. This is my guy.
After Baraka, I want to see Cetrion, because Cetrion's my main. Well, she was.
This is something that's not in a lot of fighting games, but I love grunt characters. Like, if there's ever, like, a one out of a billion grunt, like, if there was a, whatever you call them, like, the white troopers in Star Wars. Troopers? The trooper. Yeah, the troopers. I would pick one of them in a heartbeat. I love jobbers.
Yeah. I thought I found a good string here, but I guess I don't. There we go.
You can just do forward 4-4. Just kick 4-4? Him a lot if that's 2-2.
Okay, well, I mistimed the meaty and now I'm bodied.
Okay.
Oh.
Got there you it. Go.
Alright. Let's see here. Okay.
I do like Blade Ness of the movie in the game. And I like Electro Soldat in,
Bam! Cake?
Akatsuki Blitzcrank. Okay, we got a cake. We're cutting it up.
That's it.
Is that even nice? Okay, I like that the cake hit him at the end.
There's cake all over the ground. I'm upset.
I thought it would have been funnier if he, like, actually made a beautiful piece of cake and then served it to you. Like if he had, like,
slice.
Done a weird choppy and then he had a perfect slice for you, I thought that would be really funny. And that's kind of what I was waiting for.
Man, I'm upset at how much cake there is on the ground.
Because I liked the start, but then the finish was lame.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's still good. I'm not sure if I should grab because it's good or block because it could have been much better.
I'm a block because it could have been better. Although it is funny seeing Baraka like covered in frosting. I will say that.
I'll grab that. Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it enough.
Yeah. All right, let's do Cetrion because Cetrion was my character. And then we'll go for... we'll go for one more from the chat. Actually, I think we can do a couple more.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time.
Sub-Zero. I haven't seen any of these. I think the only one I've actually seen was the Noob Cybot. So.
Yeah, I haven't seen Cetrion's. I've seen Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero's, I think, is my favorite. Because he makes himself a popsicle with his ice powers. If I had ice powers, that's what I'd be spending my time on. All right, let's see if I remember my strings here. Okay. Oh, okay.
All right, we made a tree.
That's it.
It makes sense.
I don't know. How cooler would it be if, like, Sub-Zero was swinging with her? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know, I agree with you. Like, when you put it that way, like, it could have been funny.
Yeah.
I do like her weird, like, Uncanny Valley creepy face swinging on a swing, though. It's very scary, and I like that.
Yeah.
I think the balloons are beautiful. I know that's for everybody, but
yeah, the balloon letter.
I think they're, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. The strongest part of almost every one of these has been the windscreen with like the balloon friendship and then whatever they're doing. So like, you know, Terminator continuing to ride by or RoboCop continuing to dance.
Yeah.
But when you compare to the fatalities where they interact with the opponent, they do fall a little short.
Yep. All right. All right.
I'm asking chat, who should we see next? Our first vote is for that Raiden.
Raiden? Okay. Oh, yes. I think he's Kid Thunder. I think I saw that. Oh, I can't wait. Kid Thunder is fucking dope.
Special Forces Desert. Right. Raider, and then we had a couple of votes for Joker.
Joker? Okay. Yeah, let's see Joker.
Raiden, Joker, and Spawn.
Spawn? Okay. Raiden, Joker.
That might take us to the end.
Yeah, Raiden, Joker, Spawn, and I think, yeah, that'll close us out. Earth Realm needs you, Sub-Zero. All right. Let's see if I can figure out a good string here. Okay, found it.
Raiden in MKX goes down as maybe the only character that ever made me quit a game.
The only character that
I was playing for made me quit a game. I was playing versus my roommate at the time, and he barely had any idea what he was doing, but he could do the combos, and Raiden had a safe on block 50-50, where each half did 60%. Like, no super or no nothing. And that was the end of my MKX career. Because he could option select, his overhead was supposed to be unsafe, but the timing to get something on block and on hit was different. Okay, I'm enjoying this so far. This is making me... Okay.
Dude, fucking Kid Thunder,
I'd be sufficiently pissed off if someone did that to me, so I'm going to give that a grab.
Yeah. That is an easy grab. One of the best ones so far.
Yeah, that was fun.
Easily.
You can't go wrong with Kid Thunder.
Easy grab. So that and Noob Cybots are the best so far.
For sure. All right. Then we got Joker and Spawn, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. And then if we have time, let's see Nightwolves too, in honor of Efren.
Fair. Sub-Zero. The Hourglass. We're going to the Hourglass.
More like the Hour Class.
Ooh, you got him. You got him.
Damn, I forgot Joker, like, just throws people around.
Glad he used the breakaway to get away from your devastating follow-up.
This computer is set to very easy, Steve. The fact that I'm getting hit, I think, is terrible on me. Alright. Okay, so it's just a bunch of downs.
Ha 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 ha!
I don't get it.
I guess Batman hit
him.
He
was going to, but he was going to shoot him, but then Bat's like, nah, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, but I mean, the character's still there. So he didn't give up.
This is one where they had so much potential creativity. He's like a clown, and he does clown tricks, and he could have done any number of, like, it could have been like a string of fake kills in a row.
Yeah.
And he had, I don't know. It's just like the creativity is not there. Like,
And then the problem is it's going to be impossible to top his fatality from MK versus DC Universe.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like the bang gun, and then he was going to be giggling.
The bang gun was such a good one. An instant.
And then he actually shoots him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was great. Yeah, that was a total classic. All
right, Jesus Christ. Sorry, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's okay, none of us do.
And MK vs. DC was funny because it was like the fourth game in a row where Superman had the same infinite, spawning like various systems, like including the NES. Like Superman always just had a ground pound infinite every time he was in the game.
Okay. Good block. Good.
Damn it.
There we go.
Alright. Sorry, this is a struggle. Okay.
This one is called Hellish Desires.
Okay.
You just reading porn?
Okay, like, it wasn't that creative, but, like, it was funny to me at first. I don't know. Like, I liked the music and the overhead look and how he looked a little embarrassed. So, yeah. Like, it was a good start. But then there wasn't much to it.
Yeah, I wish they would have kept that music. Like, even going now. But, like, even the fact that he looks over his shoulder, in a little while, every once in a while, is pretty funny to me.
Honestly, it got me more than most of them now, so I guess I have to grab it. Just that the initial shock value is funny.
Yeah. Just reading.
But these are definitely, I mean, fatalities get old fast, but these are kind of one-trick kind of deals.
Yeah. All right.
Nightwolf.
Nightwolf, thank you. Thank God nobody picked her up because I don't have her unlocked.
I'm going to go block. Like, yeah, it's good. I wish they would have done a little more with it, though. Him just reading, I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
So, I think so far, Raiden might have been the best one.
Yeah, so far. Beaver for the win. 30 months, 2.5 years.
Oh shit, thanks Beaver.
Thank you, Beaver. Beaver votes grab, so I am, in Beaver's honor, I am officially converting my vote.
I gotta say, I like Nightwolf animations more than most of the characters in this game. His moves look like they are.
Uh oh. Bam.
Did it. Alright. And I think what we're going to do for the outro is I'm just going to have... I'm just going to have Jax play us out. Oh, shit. okay.
Oh, they're all
performing. I like the bear.
Yeah, the bear's pretty dope.
Man, I think the bear that makes this one.
That looks like that ball from Glover. Nintendo 64.
Oh my god, dude. Fucking Glover. Damn, they start out so promising, but then it just kind of ends, right? I don't know. I guess I'll grab it.
A lot of them had that feel. I do like the bear, and I liked him pulling out the ring at the start. There kind of could have been more to it. Oh, do you already know what Jax's is?
Yeah, but well, he's gonna play us out. So this will be our goodbye.
And if you don't...
I'm just a little surprised. I feel like they could have had so much fun with these.
Yeah.
And some of them they did, like the Raiden and even the RoboCop and Noob Saibot. But then a few of them are just real short.
But But I must say, if anyone in chat likes this one that they're about to see, NetherRealm put out an 11-hour version of it today on YouTube.
Is this going to be a new theme song? There we go.
Oh no. Okay. That's a grab. I like the change of background. I thought that was funny.
For sure.
All right. Easy grab.
Yep, easy grab for all of us. All right, and with all that said, ladies and gents, that has been our time. This has been Elon, Steve Ace King, Officer Jurek, Michael Donkashiller up at the top. Gents, anything else before we split our separate ways?
Love you, Mr. Bye, and good night, Canada.
Yep. All right, go enjoy Ultra Chen. We'll see you all next week.